So far, we've only mustered two of the main paddocks, and we've been nearly 80 short in one paddock and 90 in the other. Both mobs are 400, and freshly mauled sheep the day we mustered, and two freshly dead sheep in the paddock, definitely from dogs. And no other sign of any other dead sheep in the paddock, but there's a lot of wild pigs in the area, and I'm pretty sure they clean them up before we see them.
The manager of biosecurity at the Northwest Local Land Services, Sean Slattery, says his organisation is prioritising the management of wild dogs.
Our focus as the Local Land Services is basically on the preventative and strategic work that landholders can't do as individuals, and we're also putting in programs that are really strategic and preventative and group-based to assist people there. We are very much there to assist individual landholders. We're also the supplier of 1080 bait, but it's not an easy situation. And those of us who worked with landholders, and especially those staff that work with landholders and dog attacks, really know the stress it puts them under.
A popular and well-respected trapper used to be made available by the Local Land Services for farmers like Peter. Mr Forsyth says a combination of baiting and trapping must be used.
The LS board used to send out a trapper nearly once a week to try and set traps and help us find sets, and he's now become redundant. We can't get his services anymore because of lack of funding, and the dogs are getting worse, not better, and we've been baiting and obviously not controlling the dogs, so we've got to do something about it.
But the Local Land Services' Sean Slattery says their pest management schemes have come about as a result of discussion with farmer groups.
Oh, look, it'd be inappropriate to talk about an individual staff members and what roles they don't have. But look, we have spoken to the wild dog associations about what they really require, and they've stressed to us that in terms of resources, their number one priority is the strategic group baiting. We met with the wild dog groups, and we came to an agreement that that's our priority. The second priority is providing services to people through baiting where they get dog attacks. And as a third thing, where the wild dogs came to us with a clear case that they had a bait-shy dog, we would look at providing one of our staff members to provide trapping services.
But the damage dogs are causing is seen every day on the Forsyth's property. While Pete and I chat in his shed, a ewe lays down. She has been mauled, but her thick fleece has covered most of the damage. A shearer quickly takes off her wool, and the extent can be seen. Her kidneys are practically hanging out.
The only thing we can do for it is give it a bit of love and care and give it a shot of penicillin, which is the only option we've got. But nearly every dog bite gets septic for some reason, and they just sheep cannot get over it. Whatever infection gets in their blood, it seems to kill the sheep pretty well in a couple of days. It just lies down and dies.
The Northwest Local Land Services is nonetheless positive about the services they are providing.
Oh, look, we'd always like to do more, but we've got to realise that what we provide actually comes out of ratepayer funds. Luckily enough, this year we've been able to access some of the Commonwealth Drought on-farm pest money, which we're going to direct at wild dogs. And yeah, look, there's always word for continual improvement, but I'm actually quite pleased with the focus that the new team is bringing to a strategic view of dog control.
Peter Forsyth says some of the LLS initiatives have been helpful, particularly the annual helicopter baiting. But he says they are doing a lot of work to manage the dogs themselves, which is time-consuming.
Oh, in the last 3 years, we would have trapped over 30 dogs, but in March this year, we had a big week. We got four in a week. With that, we thought, we'd keep the effort up. When we get a dog, we hang him in the closest tree to the trap. We seem to find that if they often cover in a pack of dogs, his mate will come back looking for his mate. And he'll hang around where his mate's hanging up, trying to get him. And hopefully we've got a trap there and he can put his foot in it for us. So we've got another one. And we've got one tree which got at least 10 dogs hanging in it. It's a real good set. Well, we've had more luck with the traps. We do bait. We've only seen one dead dog from probably a bait, but we've actually shot a couple too. So when you run a farm, you got to think of your time factor, and their traps set there 24 hours a day just waiting for him to come along. So we think trapping's more productive.
Sean Slattery maintains his organisation has to act on the advice of farmer groups.
We've got 11,000 ratepayers in our area, and providing individual services to people is frankly not possible. But we like to put our resources where we can assist the most number of ratepayers, given that those resources actually come from the ratepayers as a whole.